As New England's aging fleet of oil and nuclear plants retire, one way to make up for lost energy is to build more generation, like new solar panels or wind turbines. But there's another untapped energy source out there: inefficient homes. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, a home energy audit can help with that, by sealing up houses from wind and helping to lower heating bills. But as state budgets tighten, some of those programs are going away.
Every morning, Mary Hollis follows a routine. Breakfast is oatmeal with granola, coffee, and maybe some yogurt or applesauce to help wash down her medication. During the winter, the retiree says she shivers through the meal.
It's never warm when people come to my house, and it just bothers me.
Hollis lives in a single-family home in Hartford. There's that draft by the door where she eats breakfast, and during the winter, chills seep around pipes and through the front foyer.
If you go out that door right there, if it were cold or the wind was blowing, you would think you was outside somewhere. You can't open it. You can't open it and let it stay open for no time.
So a friend recommended Hollis get a free energy audit.
We could add more insulation here.
Today, Joelle Gonzalez from Home Comfort Practice walks through the house, knocking on walls and checking for air leaks. He's an efficiency contractor. Leaky holes along the stairwell are plugged to block cold air. Old light bulbs are replaced with more efficient ones, and door sweeps are attached, blocking cold air. Gonzalez does some education, too.
What is this red thing? That's what I was going
to
ask you.
That's for the gas. So if you ever want to turn off the gas, you just hit the switch. This is an emergency gas switch. That's all it is.
All New England states have some version of this home energy audit. Specialist comes to the house, there's an energy assessment, and the homeowner gets recommendations or rebates for stuff like new appliances or insulation. What's different state to state is how those services get paid for. In Connecticut, they're paid for by an efficiency charge on the electric bills of all customers. Natural gas customers pay a fee too. But oil customers don't. For a while, money from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative had been helping out those customers, but legislators took that money to plug up a budget hole. Grace Stewart, a community outreach coordinator for Home Comfort Practice, says that's made for a lot of confusing conversations.
So unfortunately, because of the budget cuts, we're no longer able to serve you.
She has to tell people if you pay an electric bill but heat with oil, you're out of luck.
And they're very upset. They're like, wait a minute, I'm paying into this program, I'm getting nothing out of it? That's not fair.
Most of the low-income families in the state tend to be on oil or propane.
John Latour manages weatherization services for Community Renewal Team. The agency says last year, 75% of its efficiency jobs were for homes heating with oil or propane. Because of the cuts, CRT says that number is expected to drop, which is raising all sorts of red flags. In Connecticut, oil is still the most popular home energy source, and it's widespread across New England, too. In Maine, nearly two-thirds of homes heat with oil, which is more than any other state in the nation.
New England's building stock is older, and we're in a climate that does require quite a bit of heating.
Jamie Holland works on efficiency projects for Acadia Center, a clean energy advocacy organization. He says New England states lead the nation when it comes to implementing energy efficiency, but that lately, states like Connecticut have regressed, eliminating efficiency services to some of the region's most needy homes.
We've made good progress, but it's not like we're there yet. We need to get that building stock in good shape, and so there's still a lot of work ahead of us, both in Connecticut and in the rest of the New England region.
So out of 28 lights in the house, we replaced 14 of them.
Back at Mary Hollis's kitchen table, Joelle Gonzalez goes over work done to the house. It's hundreds of dollars worth of labor and materials, all for free, and all because Hollis heats with gas, not with oil. So she's feeling lucky, and she's feeling warmer.
When I used to sit here and eat my breakfast, the air would be coming under my feet.
Earlier you see the light down there, so we know airflow was coming in from that. That's completely stopped now, okay?
And by stopping that airflow through her kitchen, Hollis is also stopping money from leaving her wallet. Customers like Hollis stand to save about 35% on their utility bills, an important savings in the state with the highest electric rates in the continental U.S. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.